Well, Hamilton is back at Shays Performing Arts Center this October. Brian Higgins joining us live right now, Shays president and CEO on the Troquhere College Live Line. Brian, tickets go on sale tomorrow. I know it's been here before, but it really seems like it's a blockbuster.
Yeah, Hamilton returns to Buffalo for the third time for a two-week run, October 15th through the 27th, 16 shows over 2 weeks, bringing 48,000 people to Shays, to downtown Buffalo, and to the theater district. So tickets to Hamilton go on sale tomorrow, Thursday, August 8th at 10 a.m.
Yeah, what's the demand expected to be like? You mentioned third time around. Obviously, the first time, it's people are going crazy. Now that most people who really want to see it have had the opportunity to, do people come back for more? Is there a second wave of people? What are you expecting?
I think it's the longer it's around, the more popular it becomes. It's a fascinating story about Alexander Hamilton, who was an orphaned immigrant and a founding father in America. He established the financial system, its constitutional system, and its promise as a nation that is good and welcoming.
You know, these tickets were available first to season ticket holders. Is there any indication you can give us an idea of how many tickets may be available tomorrow?
Well, there's, let's see. Over the two-week run, there'll be 48,000 people. There are approximately 17,000 season ticket holders. They will have the opportunity to purchase them, to add them onto their subscriptions for additional costs, and then it goes on sale to the general public. So there should be plenty of tickets available for people to see Hamilton, whether it's their first or third time.
Wondering, you know, since you've taken over at Shays, some of the things you've noticed, and we've talked a lot about downtown Buffalo and the rebirth and things going on along Main Street, whether it's construction bringing cars back or some of the businesses popping up there. What are some of the things you've kind of noticed there as you've taken hold of Shays in what's going on and what could be going on in the future?
We're not only trying to take Shays to a new level, we're trying to take the entire theater district in activating all of the businesses. There's about 109 restaurants, bars, and coffee shops in and around Buffalo Place, the theater district. So we're trying to add more shows, more activations, more people, more activity, and thus more investment. People coming into downtown Buffalo is a good thing. You're bringing wealth in from the suburbs, north and south, to downtown Buffalo, where people are spending money, which is producing economic activity. So we have some very exciting things coming up in the near future, which we'll be talking about at another time. But I think they all accrue to the benefit of downtown Buffalo and our vision, not only for Shays and the Performing Arts Center, the three venues there, that being 710 Main, that being the Shays Smith, but also the Wonder Theater, the historic Wonder Theater, but the entirety of the theater district. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And Shays is just, we're just getting warmed up at Shays.
You know, with Hamilton, it's such a big show and 48,000 people coming to see it. Do you have any idea what the economic impact would be?
Yeah, right now we have about a $35 million economic impact generally from the Broadway season. I suspect that this will be $15 to $20 million. That is net new wealth coming into downtown Buffalo, coming into the theater district, coming into Shays. And, you know, of course, you have the multiplier effect that is beyond tickets and parking. You know, what else do people spend money on? Restaurants, bars, and things like that. So it has a very, very positive impact on downtown Buffalo and the theater district.
Hey, well, great stuff. Brian, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Brian Higgins, President and CEO of Shays. Hamilton tickets go on sale tomorrow.